Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want? Antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, live cattle futures extended their gains yesterday with prices knocking on the door of making new contract highs, steady weights, and the potential for tighter supplies later in the year supporting the market. The rise of boxed beef indicates strong demand. Choice cuts jumped $3.50 with select cuts increasing $3.66. Packers had to bid up to obtain cattle, with cash generally trading a dollar higher throughout the country. Feedlots are asking higher prices, but with trade developing yesterday, it may be difficult to pry more out of packers unless they need to be more aggressive in obtaining supply Thursday or Friday. Hog futures trying to hold yesterday but succumbed to selling pressure with 1 hour of trading remaining. Cash was not the bearish factor, as the National Direct afternoon report showed prices higher by about $2.26. Pressure stemmed from the large decline in cutouts of 468. There's been a growing concern over China not purchasing pork over the past 3 weeks, which may leave more pork available to the domestic market. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, September is trading 3 cents higher this morning, staying near the $7 mark, with a slightly higher cue coming from milling wheat in France early today. U.S. winter wheat prices have been influenced higher this week by harvest delays in Western Europe and by lower crop estimates for Russia. Both are relatively newer concerns for crops that were considered favorable for most of the season, although Russia did have a dry start to the planting season in 2020. December corn's trading 2 cents higher early today, holding closely above the 100-day moving average at $5.42 and unwilling to break lower so far. Thursday morning's weather map shows light showers in western Iowa, but not much else. November soybeans trading down about 8 cents here today, with modest losses also in meal and bean oil. Canola and palm oil are also trading lower here early today. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
August live cattle up 80 cents yesterday, 124.05. October up 82, 128.97. August feeder cattle up 30 cents, 159.20. September up 35, 162.87. August up 40 cents, 109.47. Kansas City wheat, September is down 13 and a quarter, 694 and a quarter. December down 13 and a quarter at 705 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 7 and a quarter, 717 and a quarter. December is down 6 cents, 728 and three quarters. September corn was down 4 and three quarters at 545 and three quarters. December was down 5 cents, 546 and three quarters. September soybeans up 8 and a quarter at 1332. November up 6 cents at 1325 and three quarters. December cotton up 44 cents at 9031. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.